Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. I thought I would finish up the filter series talking a lot more about DE, since it is a major, well, it can be a major problem, and there can be a lot of issues with DE filters. So I'll go over some of the things that you have to look for when dealing with a DE filter and how to troubleshoot DE leaking back into the pool. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's Wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's Wholesale account is Leslie's Referral Program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So if you listen to this series completely from the first episode to the last, you know that sand filters are pretty bulletproof. There's not much that can go wrong except maybe the sand goes bad in the filter and you have poor water quality, but those you just backwash whenever the PSI goes up by 10 PSI. They're very easy to maintain. They're not as efficient as a DE filter, let's say, or a cartridge filter as far as the microns it can filter down to, but they're pretty easy to handle and there's not a huge amount of issues with those. I guess I should touch on the backwash valves. Since I'm talking about sand filters, you may have this problem also, and this goes with DE filters also. A cartridge filter has no backwash valve. Now, if you ever see a cartridge filter installed with the backwash valve still on the line, more than likely they cut out the DE filter, but never remove the backwash valve. And I've had a few accounts like this. The problem with this is that they may have reversed the plumbing in that, and that could be an issue with the filtration of the cartridge filter. I would definitely cut out the backwash valve if you're going to install a cartridge filter, because the inlet and outlet are reversed from a DE filter. And just so you know, the quad DE filters also have the reversed inlet and outlet, just like a cartridge filter. And this could be a problem too. I've seen a lot of Pentair quad DE filters installed backwards because the inlet and outlet are reversed and the installer just thinks they're a standard DE filter. If you notice with the new quad DE filter out of the box, Pentair kind of went crazy labeling the inlet and outlet. So you can't make that mistake in most cases, but people still install them wrong because they're not looking at that label. And there's really no clear way for Pentair to make sure you install it correctly unless they go out there and do it themselves. So it does happen, and you'll know because the flow or the pool will start to get really ugly because the inlet and outlet are just reversed if you install those incorrectly. The same with the cartridge filter with the DE valve still installed there. So some of the problems you could have with the DE backwash valves and sand filter backwash valves is the multi-port valve. It's the most common you would find in a sand filter, although a sand filter can operate with a piston type push-pull valve. The multi-port valve, one of the major problems you're going to run into is that the spider gasket will wear out inside there. And this gasket, they call it a spider gasket because it looks like a spider web. And this keeps all the ports separate from each other. And so the backwash port will be separate from the filter. And the waste port will be separate from the backwash. You may notice like water leaking out of the backwash line, and this is the first indication that there's a problem with the multi-port valve. It's not sealing properly. And then you may notice some dirt and debris back in the pool from the fact that the gasket's not sealing the filter. Pretty easy fix. If you have a multi-port valve and you take off the top of it, you just take all those screws out, pull the top off and look at that gasket in there. It's just a black O-ring that's shaped like a spider web. And if you notice that it's cracked or not set in there properly, change that out. Now, if you have a multi-port where you take the top off and the spider gasket's in the top, I generally just change that whole top piece. That'll give you a whole new multi-port, basically. And then you can go from there. It's a very easy fix. Now, if the spider gasket is in the housing of the multi-port, you can't do that. You'll have to scrape off the old one. And typically it's glued down. They'll use either crazy glue or like a 3M type waterproof adhesive. And you have to scrape that off really good to get all the excess gasket out of there. And it's a long process sometimes with a small screwdriver, and it takes a long time, maybe an X-Acto knife in some cases if it's really bad. And then once you get that off, you want to put the new one on with some adhesive also. And it's important to let it set for about 24 hours before putting everything back together and turning back on the filter, just so that the spider gasket sits in there and gets a good grip in there. And that's basically how you do that and fix any problems with water leaking when it's in filter mode out of the backwash valve, or dirt leaking into the pool when it's in filter mode. The piston type ones are very easy also. You just unscrew the ring on top, that's the word I'm looking for, and then you pull that piston straight out, and there's two gaskets, there's two O-rings in there that you would change. Now, the Pentair and Hayward ones have different O-rings in those pistons. They're not universal. I always carry a kit of each of those, and your supplier has a kit with a small O-ring that goes on the top and the two that goes on the piston. The two that go on the piston are the ones that normally wear out and cause it to be really stiff and hard to pull up and to push down. And sometimes once you pull it up, you can't get it down. A little trick if you don't have the O-rings to get it back down in there. So if you were to backwash a filter and you pull that piston up and you can't get it a seat back down because the O-rings are worn out, I don't recommend pulling it out all the way unless you have the O-rings on your truck to replace them, because you won't be able to get it back in because those O-rings have expanded. One thing you can do temporarily is if you have a rubber mallet, you can kind of hit the top of that piston to get it to go back down. Hit it lightly and carefully, that way you don't break it. But I've gotten them to reseat that way, and then of course I replace the O-rings the next time I'm out there. But I generally have the kits on my truck. It's only a rare occasion where I don't have the O-ring kits to replace it. I also carry a full piston. If you listen to my podcast about spare parts, I also have a full piston, a Hayward and Pentair one, on my truck, because sometimes those will break when you go to backwash them, and having one there to replace it is extremely convenient. But those are pretty easy to work with, and that's one of the failure points, is those O-rings inside there will expand, and that means that you can't pull it up or push it down easily. So once you replace those O-rings, you should be able to pull it up, push it down, just like nothing, and it's a really easy process. And so those are the two type of backwash valves, and those are the common failures with both of those backwash valves. I guess the multi-port has one more failure where the top of it becomes really stiff and you can't turn it too well. And I would just replace, of course, the multi-port valve at that time. I wouldn't mess with, you know, moving it or trying to move it when it's really stiff like that, because more than likely it's going to break off in one of those modes, and it's probably going to break off in a mode you don't want it to be in, like backwash. So let me give you some obscure, I guess, facts or, you know, things you can do with DE filters. If you have a DE filter and you clean it, and let's say you don't have the DE with you, you can actually run that filter for about a day without DE. I don't recommend it, but if, you know, you're in the middle of summer and you don't have DE on your truck, or you run out of it, or for some reason you left it at your last stop, like I've never done that before, you can definitely run it for a day and just keep the pool running and then charge it up the next day. You can't run it much longer than that, because then the dirt will coat the grids, and then you have to take it apart and clean it again. But you can get that pool running, and it'll just flow. It'll be okay, but definitely have the DE on your truck so that you don't have to go back the next day and charge it if you run into that situation. You can, of course, leave the pool off, and that's probably the smartest thing to do. With the quad DEs, I've actually run those for about 5 days. I had someone install one for me, and the installer didn't have DE. I think that was on a Tuesday. I went back there the following week on a Monday and charged it up. So it went 5 days without DE, and it was perfectly fine. So you can run those longer because they're kind of designed differently than the grid type DE filters. There's been a few new accounts I've taken over with DE filters, and the pool looks really bad. And so I'll take the filter top off, and lo and behold, the customer never recharged it with DE, and it's been running like that for a couple months. And definitely those grids are compromised in a lot of cases. Sometimes you get that dirt off of there, but in a lot of cases you have to get new grids in that case because the dirt just kind of soaked into the material. So definitely you need to have DE in there, and then you need to have the right amount of DE. If you have too little DE, it can cause a problem with filtration. I kind of go a little lighter than what the manufacturer recommends. So for, let's say, a 60 square foot filter, they recommend 6 pounds of DE. I usually go with 5 pounds of DE, so I go a little bit lighter, but not extremely light on the filters. The same with the quad DEs. I like to go lighter than the manufacturer recommends. Now, you don't want to go heavier than the manufacturer recommends. I know some guys, the old school guys, will take a 60 square foot filter and they'll just dump in a 10-pound bag of DE in there. To me, that's pretty excessive, and you'll know a DE filter that's compacted with DE when you take the lid off. And I run into this also. The opposite of having a filter with no DE is having a filter where you take the lid off and it's just compacted in there. It looks like it's like, you know, caked in there. And that's someone who put way too much DE in the filter, or they were backwashing it and recharging it without taking it apart and cleaning it. Those are two situations where you're going to take it off, take it apart, and like the whole filter is loaded with DE, like clay packed in there. And speaking of backwashing a DE filter, there's actually a little trick to it if you were to open the backwash and just clear water comes out. Now, most people will say if clear water comes out after you backwash it for 20 seconds or 30 seconds, then the filter is just really compacted with DE. You have to take it apart and clean it. That may be true, but there's a little trick that you can do. You can actually turn on the backwash valve, or actually open the backwash valve, turn on the pump, let it run for about 20 seconds, quickly turn it off, push down that piston if it's a piston-type backwash valve, flip the pool on for about 20 seconds, turn it off again, pull that backwash piston open again, and then turn the pump on and backwash it. I can pretty much guarantee you that some DE and dirt will come out at that point. It'll knock it off the grids. I call that like a bump backwash or a quick backwash, and that'll get it out of there. It's kind of like the bump backwash filters that you find on some accounts. These are not very common, but Hayward makes a bump filter, and you kind of bump it to backwash it. And by doing it this way, you're kind of bumping the filter, put it in backwash mode, put it in filter mode, and then back in backwash mode quickly. And that tends to loosen a lot of the stuff on the grids. But yes, that is an indicator that the filter probably needs to be taken apart and cleaned. And I don't backwash a filter more than a couple times in between cleaning it, mainly because it becomes ineffective after the second backwash, and taking it apart and hosing off the grids is the next thing you need to do in that case. A normal backwash should be about 1 minute to 2 minutes, and then you would recharge that DE filter. And based on the size of the filter and how long I backwash it, is kind of how I recharge it. So if it's a 48 square foot filter, I'll put about 4 or 5 of the half pound scoops in there, or 2 of the 1 pound scoops in there. And if it's a 60 square foot filter, I'll recharge it with 2 or 3 pounds of DE. And you kind of have to play it by ear. You really can't go wrong, I think, with recharging it on backwash, except adding too much DE. Then you can actually cause more issues. And you don't want to add too little DE. So, you know, 1 or 2 scoops wouldn't be enough for a 2 minute backwash. So kind of play it by ear. But the backwashing thing is kind of a mystery, you know, how much DE to add. You have to kind of play with it and get to where you think that it's effective on the filters on your route. And you'll know once you do this for a long time how much DE to put back in each filter, depending on the length of the backwash and how much junk comes out of there. One little trick to see if the DE filter is actually working, you may get to a pool where the pump is cavitated, where you're not getting a lot of suction, and the filter PSI may be at 30. I like to do a quick 20-second backwash here just to see if that is the problem. And so I'll open up the backwash piston, or I'll put the multi-port valve in backwash, turn the pump on for 20 seconds, then I'll turn it off, put everything back into filter mode. And if the PSI does drop, and if the pump is not cavitated anymore, then I know that filter is pretty dirty. And this is a good way to test new accounts that you just arrived at, and you have no idea how the filter has been taken care of, or if the pool has poor flow. You can diagnose it as a filter issue by doing a quick backwash. So one advantage of a DE filter is you can do that quick backwash. And the same with a sand filter, to kind of assess, you know, where the pool is at when you get the account. And since I do a lot of experiments on my route, you can definitely mix DE and perlite together. Probably not recommended, but I've recharged the DE filter after backwashing with perlite, and I've also recharged a filter with perlite with DE, and it really had no ill effects. It's just probably not recommended. I really like using the Cellapool Low Dust DE. That's my go-to DE right now. It's really great. There's no dust when you put it into the skimmer, and it keeps everything clean, and you're not breathing in that DE dust. But of course, you want to wear a mask whenever you're handling DE, because it is a carcinogen or an industrial carcinogen, which means that if you have enough of that dust going into your lungs over time, you could have some lung disease. I've seen guys at the supplier get a bag of DE, and they have like a, you know, an empty tablet bucket, and they're in the back of their truck just pouring it in there because it's more convenient, of course, to have it in a bucket. And the dust is all over the place and in their face, and they're not wearing a mask, and I just kind of, you know, shrug because they're just putting themselves out there to have some kind of problem later with that lung disease. So just be careful with the DE. And a good way to sell cartridge filters to customers is let them know that the dust is a industrial carcinogen. And more than likely, they'll be like, hey, man, cut that out of there and put a cartridge filter. And I had a customer that found out online that DE was a carcinogen in some countries around the world, in Europe, I think, and is an industrial carcinogen here in America. And they're like, I don't want this on my pool. And so they had me remove their DE filter and put in a cartridge filter, which I had zero problem with, that's for sure. And I do have a podcast where I go over all the different areas where a DE filter can leak back in. But I'll briefly touch on them here. Number one would be the grids. Any kind of hole, even a small, you know, 1 centimeter hole in the grid will let DE back in there because basically it's under a lot of pressure. And then if you know anything about water, it'll find the point of least resistance. And so if there's a hole in the grid, all that dirt and DE will go back into the pool. Then you have the top manifold that could crack. If you have a 2000 or 4000 pentair filter, the bottom manifold could crack. And if you have any kind of filter, Jandy, Waterway, Hayward, Pentair, on the stem where the top manifold sits on the stem pipe, there's a little O-ring on there and that wears out. And so if you take off the top manifold and that white stem pipe has no little black O-ring on there, I can almost guarantee you that's a source of DE leaking into the pool. So definitely pick up the stem O-ring. They have a kit that fits the Hayward and Pentair and some Jandy filters. You can just pick that up at your supplier and carry those in your truck. One other area where you can have DE leaking in is where the grids actually sit into the top manifold. You want to make sure the top manifold is snug, not overly tightened because then you can crack the grids, but definitely snug to where you can't see any of the white plastic when you look at the top manifold. So if you're looking at the top manifold at eye level, there should be no white plastic exposed. It should just be the cloth of the DE grid right inside the top manifold, again with none of the white plastic exposed, because then DE will go right into the pool at that point. And lastly, if you turn on the filter after cleaning it and DE comes out of the line, that may just be residual DE that went into the line when you cleaned it. And after about 20 seconds, if there's no more DE blowing in there, and if you add a scoop of DE and no DE goes into the pool, then you're in good shape. That's just residual DE that was in the line when you cleaned it. And that tends to happen in some cases, depending on the plumbing, when you took the lid off, and some other factors. So definitely don't panic if you turn on the filter and all this DE comes out at the beginning. Again, it's just residual from the cleaning at that point. And if it's coming out clean after that, you're pretty much in good shape. So I think I covered the gambit here with filters in these four podcasts, and I hope you found them helpful. With a sand filter, cartridges and DE, I may have focused more on DE filters because those seem to be the most problematic out there, and those seem to have the most issues and be the most confusing for areas like Florida. I've got a lot of Florida guys in my group, and they'll like send a picture. They'll be like, hey, I got my first DE filter. What do I do? And so it's kind of like a foreign thing in Florida and in some areas of Florida. And so DE definitely can be challenging. Sand filters are kind of foreign in my area. So a lot of guys in California don't know anything about sand filters. And of course, in Arizona, you have a mix of DE. Arizona and Nevada and the desert area have DE, sand, and cartridge filters. So you guys get the gambit here like I do here in Southern California, minus mainly the sand filter. So if you're looking for the other podcasts, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and that'll take you to a drop-down menu, and you can find the other podcasts in this series and listen to those. And if you're in the industry and want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.